Welcome to this Friday edition of LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Thanks so much for listening today. On Sunday, we continued with our series called Asking for a Friend, where we're getting relational insight on how to believe correctly and treat one another carefully. And we're doing that by seeking what God and His Word has to say and setting that truth as our foundation. Therefore, we teach and study the Bible because it searches our motives and it exposes our hearts. It's a book that knows us because the one who made us is the one who wrote the book, which is why we believe that God offers us answers to life's toughest questions. And as you're listening today, I want to ask a question that revolves kind of around marriage, and it's this, that what if someone were to sit you down and ask, what's the ultimate purpose for marriage? How would you answer that? Whether you're married or not, think about that question for a moment. What's the ultimate purpose for marriage, and how would you answer it? Well, the Christians in Corinth had some serious issues when it came to marriage, and in chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians, Paul replies to some specific questions the church in Corinth asked. Sadly, the Corinthian Christians had severely distorted marriage, affection between spouses, and physical intimacy within marriage. They were viewing celibacy, which is abstinence from sexual relations or abstinence from marriage altogether, as something more spiritual or holy than marriage itself. And in that thinking, married couples were practicing celibacy in marriage, and they were thinking that it elevated them to this high level of spiritual maturity. Even more outlandish, there were some married couples separating because they thought it would be the more holy thing to do. In doing so, they missed and were ruining the ultimate purpose of marriage. So Paul responds to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, addressing this issue. In doing so, he teaches them that being celibate, singled, or married holds no spiritual maturity or holiness over the other. That physical intimacy within marriage is a good thing, it's never to be a weapon, it's mutual, it's beautiful, and it's more than just something physical. And that if a couple decides not to be intimate, there are specific ground rules that Paul lays out, that there must be mutual agreement, it's for a limited time, it's for a specific purpose that revolves around prayer, and that they are to come together for intimacy soon again. And if they don't follow these ground rules, then it leaves an open door for temptation from Satan. Well, Paul had to address these specific issues in Corinth, but they're not the ultimate purpose of marriage. However, in Ephesians, Paul says this. In Ephesians 5, starting in verse 22, he says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, that he might cleanse her by the washing in the water of the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cleanses it, or cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church." That's key. "However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." It's here we see that a husband, in loving his wife as Christ loved the church, speaks the gospel to the world. How? Well, because Jesus loved us and assessed our needs. Jesus loved us and had self-sacrifice in meeting our needs. That Jesus loved us when we were undeserving of receiving his love. He loved us when we were incapable of returning his love. And he loved us by humbling himself at the expense of his reputation to give us his love. And this is how Christ loved the church. And this is how a husband is to love his wife. And when he does, it's a beautiful picture of the gospel. It's a beautiful picture of Christ in the church. and it's missional. A wife submitting to her husband as the church submits to Christ also speaks of the gospel. That if Jesus loved the church, as we just described, who wouldn't want to follow that loving leader, right? And so when a husband loves his wife as Christ loved the church, as God calls him to, there's a wonderful fellowship that happens. And it's not degrading, and it's not belittling, it's not demeaning, condescending, or forced. It's wonderfully biblical, willing, godly, a response to love, it's beautiful, and it's of the highest honor. So for wives, what would the lost world think about your relationship with Jesus if their only way of understanding it was through your relationship to your husband? Your relationship with your husband pictures that of church and the Christ. Therefore, it's also a beautiful picture of the gospel, and it's also missional. I wish we had more time to delve into all of this, but what we see is this, that a right view of marriage shows us that its ultimate purpose is for the glory of God, it's for the gospel, and it's missional. So it's vitally important we know how God and His Word teaches us to treat one another as husbands and wives, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, because ultimately, our marriage shows Christ to the outside world. Let me pray for us today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the truth of your word and how it gives answers to who you are, who we are, how to live, and how to love others. And whether single or married, help us to have a biblical view of marriage, remembering that when lived out as you intended, it's not only wonderful, but a chance to show the gospel to others. So may your Spirit take the truth of your word and work it into our lives. And may we glorify you with everything that we have and all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.